Please be seated, everyone.
Please be seated. And if you can have your Bible, your pew Bible, they're open to page 1506. That could be very helpful this morning. Let me add my welcome to Jan's. It's lovely to see so many of you here on this Easter Sunday as we celebrate this most important day in the Christian calendar, the resurrection of Jesus. Sometimes, though, when you don't know what something is for, you can't see the value of it. Imagine you're new to Australia. You know nothing at all about Christianity. You turn up around Easter time and people keep giving you eggs wrapped in foil. And you just don't understand what is going on. You know nothing at all about our faith, but this is a big deal. And people are giving you bunnies wrapped in foil. You don't know the treasure that is within them, that all the kids are enjoying on this day, the treasure that is chocolate. You're confused. You don't know what it's for, these strange objects you've been given, and so you do not value what has been handed out to you. I sometimes think that that is the way it is with Easter Sunday, even for Christians. We think about it and we go, what is the resurrection of Jesus for? Everybody gets Good Friday. Everybody understands that almost intuitively, because there on Good Friday, as we remember just 2 days ago, Jesus died on the cross. And we get that. An innocent person dying so that the guilty can go free. Intuitively, we understand the substitution that takes place there, and we can see the value of it, and we can rejoice in it. And all sorts of people, even people who do not believe, look at Good Friday and they get it. Even if they don't believe in it, they understand the transaction that is taking place there. It makes sense to them. But Easter Sunday, that's a little bit different, isn't it? Even for Christians, it can be difficult. What is Easter Sunday for? What is the resurrection for? Wouldn't our faith be easier to explain to the world if we just left it on the Friday? And yet for the early church and the apostles, this was the most important thing. This is what they went on about over and over again. This is what they actually gave up their lives for, the resurrection of Jesus. They said, we saw him, and not just an apparition, not just a ghost, but we saw him physically alive. He was dead, and we know he was dead, but on the third day, he rose again. So what I'd like us to think about, just for a few moments this morning, friends, is what is the resurrection for? That is my theme for today. If you take nothing else away from today, think about the answer to this question, what is the resurrection for? And I want to say to you that the resurrection is for life. And we can understand that in three different senses, that the resurrection is for life. The first one is that the resurrection is for life, eternal life. That's what it's for. I was teaching scripture just recently, and a little boy was in my class, and I was giving them a preview of what he was going to hear at the assembly just a few days later. And I said, well, you'll hear about the crucifixion of Jesus and that he was resurrected on the third day. And he was taking all this in. And then he asked me, but where is Jesus' grave now? I said, oh, he hasn't quite got it. I said, no, he rose again on the third day. And he was like, yeah, no, I understand. But when he died after that, where did they bury him? And that's a very interesting thing. Sometimes even Christians don't get this quite right. We think about, for instance, other people who are raised in the Bible, Jairus' daughter, Lazarus, raised after 4 days. Do we know Lazarus? Does Lazarus go to church anywhere this day? No. Why? Because Lazarus, he was raised by Jesus, an amazing miracle, but he died again. So we think it's the same with Jesus, but it's not the same with Jesus. Being raised is not the same as being resurrected. Being resurrected is for life. It is a life sentence. Jesus, it says there, Jesus lives. You might have noticed it. This is where our reading for this morning actually ended. It is with the ascension of Jesus. From verse 50 onwards, in Luke chapter 24, we read about the fact that Jesus ascended to God's right hand in heaven. So Christians believe that Jesus is risen. Not that he was raised only, he was raised, but he is risen. He is resurrected. He lives even now. Life is eternal. Life goes on forever, and resurrection shows us you will be either resurrected to eternal life or eternal death, depending on your trust in Christ Jesus. And this has huge implications, friends, for our life in the here and now. Oftentimes, what we do is we think about life just in the 40 years that we might be given by the Lord on this earth. We might think about it, I've got a prop for today, in this sense here. We might think of life like this piece of rope here. And we think, this is our life. And the blue bit here, well, that's when we're young. The first few years. We spend a lot of time with mom and dad. Then we move into the schooling years. And praise God if he gives us that amount of life. After that, we move into this bit here, which are kind of the significant years, where we live our own lives and we work and we get out there and we do things. Perhaps we have a family and all that sort of stuff. And then after that, we might get, well, something like this in retirement. In Australia, it's something like this, right? That's what you get in Australia. But if you work hard, if you eat well, if you're healthy and you exercise and all that sort of stuff, you'll get this for retirement. And we think this is the totality, friends, of life. But we as Christians believe we are eternal beings, and the resurrection of Jesus shows us that. Life, instead, is like this. I'm going to get my beautiful assistant here to grab the rope for me, and what he's going to do is run the rope out the door here. Come around this way. This is what life is truly like. Let's see how far it goes. Out the door you go. Nothing like a prop. That's not there. Well, that we don't. Keep going, keep going. Keep going. No, not quite. It's got tangled in the end. Here we go here. I know what we need to do. We need to you take the pole, there we go, and you put that down. And you take this, and out you go. There we go. Nothing like an illustration that doesn't quite work. Doesn't matter if it falls on the ground, keep going. Life is messy. Keep going, Finn. As long as you make it out the gate, then we're good to go. Keep going. Look at him going. This is life and what it's really like. Hallelujah, amen. Out the door he goes, and he'll be doing laps out there forever. Friends, this is implications for us in the here and now. We think of life like this, but life actually drags on eternally. And so for us here and now in Australia, as you live your life here, think about the fact that you have, I don't want life to go out the door now, Morning, you take that there. In the here and now, you have like the ultimate safety net underneath you. You have eternal life, so you can be brave. You can be bold in this life if ahead of you is eternity with the Lord Jesus in paradise. Too often we live for this short section. You only have one life, people say. Well, yeah, you do only have one life, but it goes on forever. And if it's with the Lord in eternity, in his presence, live for that, not just the here and now. So life, resurrection is for life. Life eternal. But resurrection is also for life in the here and now. Resurrection is for living. Did you notice this in the Bible reading where it began this morning? When the women turn up very early, we're told, on that third day at the tomb, what did they find? Anyone remember? What did they find? They found nothing. They found an empty tomb like the picture on the screen there. Jesus was not there. It's an amazing thing. At one stage, Jesus was dead in that tomb. And this body had no heartbeat, and there was no blood flowing around those veins and arteries. And all of a sudden, ba-boom, the heart started beating again. We don't think he was just knocked out. We don't think his body was stolen. We believe he was dead, and then he came back to life. That blood started pumping again. The brain that was cold started firing again, and the synapses started connecting again. The lungs that were empty were filled with breath again. The fingers that were going hard started moving again, and he came back to life. Now, that's an amazing thing when you think about it, being in that cave very early in that morning, you come back to life. But Jesus, note, is not there when these women turn up. Resurrection is for living. He actually had places to go and people to see. And we see that in Luke chapter 24. He had two people to meet on the road to Emmaus. These two downcast disciples who believed Jesus was the Messiah, and when he had been crucified, well, they were depressed. He met them on the way. And Jesus is on the clock during this time. He has 40 days where he is resurrected here on earth before he ascends into heaven on high. And he appears to over 500 people. He had places to go and people to see. I think sometimes as Christians, we stay in the tomb. We have been raised with Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the first fruit of the resurrection. I was in the Hunter Valley last week, and I was looking at all the beautiful vines. I was talking to winemakers, and they were talking about how when it's harvest time, they see, well, first of all, they see the first grapes on the vine. They know more is coming. Jesus was raised. We will be raised too. But we kind of forget that truth, and we stay in the cave. Our lives are no different before coming to faith than they are afterwards. The fears of this life, the worries, the concerns that we have, even before coming to faith, are still with us, and they hold us back. We're like prisoners in a cell, and somebody's come along and opened up all the cells. We're free to go, but we're institutionalized. We know that in the jail, we'll get three meals a day, we'll have a place to sleep, we're comfy in our cell. But Jesus' resurrection shows us we should get out there and live for him. He indeed tells us how it is that we should live. He says, you have all sorts of things for you to do. You're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, body, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And you need to do that. Get out there and do it. And you'll know you have life eternal if you are doing these things. So live. Don't just stay frozen. Don't just stay frozen and chosen. Get out and live for the Lord. Resurrection is for life eternal, for living in the here and now, and it is also for life in the sense that it is about bringing life to others. Jesus says at the end of Luke, again, he's talking to the disciples there, and he says, I'm going to send you out, and you're going to be my witnesses in the world. In volume 2 of Luke, which is the book of Acts, he commissions them. And he says that you are going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and in all the world. They are to witness to the fact that he died, but also and especially that he rose again. And as they do that, people will either believe it or they won't. And as they believe it, though, they too are brought into eternal life with the Lord. The resurrection of Jesus is for life, to bring life to others. We'll hear it when we take communion together, that if you confess or declare that Jesus is Lord with your lips and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved unto eternal life. So this is what the resurrection, friends, is all about. It is for life. And so I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to stand and we're going to sing about these great truths. But I'm going to pray specifically that we would all know resurrection life. Life eternal with him. And if we are Christians and have been so for a long, long time, that our lives would indeed be in line with what we confess and believe. That we would live in the here and now, obeying the Lord and loving our neighbors. and bringing life to others as we witness to them, to the Lord Jesus and his resurrection. So I'm going to ask you, if you are a praying person, to bow your head. I'll pray and then I'll invite the musicians forward and we'll stand and sing. Lord and Heavenly Father, we do pray that this Easter, your Holy Spirit would work in us eternal life, that we would think about the resurrection of Jesus, of all he has done for us, of the witness accounts that attest that even though it is unbelievable, they stake their lives on the truth that Jesus rose again. We pray, Lord, that we would have life eternal through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that as we have that life, we would put it to good effect. In the 40 days or so given to us between now and when we go to glory, we pray that you would help us to trust in you and to obey what it is you have called us to do. And help us, Lord, to be life givers, life savers, as we tell others of the truth of Jesus, that they too might have life in his name. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. So I'm going to invite you all, friends, to stand. And Jan is going to introduce our songs.